Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
The link for the Politics and Pints is up in the YouTube chat, so just get on over there, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. Kale, were you doing stretches during the commercial break?
My back is tight. Yeah, I've been, you know what my problem is?
Yeah.
You guys are very good at going and walking around throughout the show. You'll grab coffee, go to the bathroom. If I don't remind myself to grab that second cup of coffee, or unless I really have a bladder issue, I can almost sit here for 4 straight hours and just wait for the next segment. I don't know.
Got to touch your toes.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to get up and move around. My back was getting some...
Road Warrior asked if that was your workout for the day.
No, I'll tell you what. I ran 4.5 miles yesterday.
Good job. That's awesome.
Outdoors, by the way. Not treadmill, no elliptical. Woo. My knees are a little sore from that damn concrete, but...
Oh yeah, Dr. Phil in my groin. Let me... Yeah.
Yes. Hey, while we're at it, my groin's a little sore, too.
The 845 audience is my favorite audience, so I'm talking directly to you, 845 audience, that, you know, click on that link for Politics and Pints. And by the way, this... 1210WPHG.com. By the way, this second part of What's on the Cut Sheet is sponsored by Garden State Earthworks. Do you have water on your property giving you a headache, soggy yards, damp patio, floating, wrinkling pool liners, water invading your home? Call Garden State Earthworks, your drainage solution, at 856-848-4444. Lou Varga and all the good people at Garden State Earthworks. 856-848-4444. Tell them you heard about them on 1210 WPHD Kale and Company.
Okay. Yeah. And also, by the way, while we're giving updates,
water.
I'm down to 209.7.
Woo, good points, job.
5.3 pounds in 19 days.
That's not bad.
I'm gonna hit 7 pounds, I think, by the end of the month.
And you're booze free?
I didn't say I was booze free.
you told me you were.
I cheated on Friday.
Okay.
I cheated on Friday.
So you're not booze free.
I had two high lifes.
Oh, that's barely.
They're barely
booze.
Right.
You might as well dude. If you're gonna go, you might as well just take. You know.
But it was at the golf. But it was at the golf outing.
No. What I'm saying is that high lifes, you might as well just do. You know, have some tequila or something like that. At least.
Yeah.
You know, better for you than high life.
I had to have a few pops with the great Wayne Marley, who gave $3,000 to Travis Mannion Foundation, and then another $1,000 to golf with me.
Wonderful.
Brady
was here.
Yes.
This woman, this is 19 Phil. This woman was filmed having a meltdown in a restaurant over someone wearing a MAGA hat.
Ah, jeez.
Who goes out and sees people like this and is just like, I'm going to start a... Like, don't these people have anything better to do with their time?
I work in this industry.
Yeah.
I have no interest in engaging with the opposition in my personal time.
Yeah.
Like, you could have the biggest Joe Biden... It doesn't even register with
me. I know.
God, these people are nauseating.
I don't see what people are wearing. I don't care what people... I have no... you're right. I am laser focused on whatever I'm doing. The public surrounding me is just wallpaper.
And I'm not one of these zombies that grocery shops with headphones on because I want to be detached from society. Like, I'm dialed into everything I'm doing when I'm out in public.
Oh, it's great.
But, I could walk by a Biden supporter with a Biden shirt and I might not even recognize it.
By the way, you put the noise-canceling features on those Apple iPods, you don't hear a damn thing.
Is that right?
It's fabulous. Babies crying, nothing. Nothing. You want to tune out your family? Like, it's great. It is great. All right, this woman having a meltdown over a dude wearing a MAGA shirt. Roll this.
And you have a baby here with you. You're a disgusting, sick, vile weirdo.
Can you just stop? Can you imagine?
I know.
And you have a baby.
Can we freeze her with just where she's standing? I mean, look at this. Jeans 40 sizes too big. She's got the Jesus. She's wearing the Jesus sandals, the old Birkenstocks that have been out of style for 21 years. And is she wearing a green hat? What is that? A John Deere hat with her moo-moo jacket?
This woman is mentally ill, in my opinion.
Isn't that noise pollution?
And that looks like a fairly decent restaurant.
Now, to be fair, because I always want to be fair. You know me. I never like to jump to conclusions. We don't know what words were said before this, but I'm guessing that this woman is just mentally ill, in my opinion, and, went off on this guy. Can you start this over, Phil? I'm going to start this over here. For those driving right now, can hear the lovely dulcet tones of this woman. Go.
And you have a baby here with you. You're a disgusting, sick, vile weirdo. Oh my god, right? You dumb. You're with this. He doesn't want me or you to have equality. Oh my god, go pray for me. Touch me and watch me get on it. Sit down.
Oh yeah.
Get out. You're not welcome here. You don't want these people here. You're not welcome. You want me to make you be okay? Come to put this.
Look at this. Look at this.
It's the police.
I just want some guacamole and a margarita.
Uh-huh. Salt or sugar? How do you like your rims? God almighty, it's amazing. I've never really had to deal with that. Boy, I actually do pray that that happens one day, either directly to me or if I could just be in the same establishment and just sit there and observe it. It's an unbelievable case study on how societal issues are so triggering.
Can I ask a question to Dawn Stanslin?
What?
Those shorts that she's wearing are like 900 sizes too big. Is that a style or something? They look like jorts, but they're ginormous. Phil, without the audio, can you just roll? There you go. There.
I mean, even John Cena thinks those are baggy.
Look at the size of those things. I don't know, guys.
I mean, you could legitimately fit El Salvador inside of her jeans. Small country.
I have no idea, but she's
nuts.
She is, but I would say they were good to call the police because I would feel threatened by her. She's stalking the person. She's following somebody, mm-hmm. And
you're not welcome
feels threatening.
Here.
Yeah, it feels that's to me that's a threat. So I think they did the right thing. Call the cops. And I'm sorry to say that. You know, I'm sure the police are like, oh, great. But that's the way to handle it.
You know, some
to not even engage with her.
You're right.
Seriously, because you don't know. Yeah. She might do something physical.
Yeah, and if you're there with a group of people, just make sure somebody pulls out their phone and starts recording to defend yourself.
What's that shirt she's wearing?
Was that Peter Pan on there?
Can you rewind it for a second?
You ever notice that people that have mental health issues, they wear it on their sleeve, literally?
It looks like a... Is that like a biblical thing, Dawn? Is that like a...
It does look like some like a...
painting or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, this you can't go out in public. Like, it's just... We've lost our minds. Yeah. Politics has just completely ruined everything.
No, it's made my life great.
It has. It's ruined everything. Thank you.
And I hope it never changes.
I say that as somebody who makes a living off of this, but it's ruined everything. No. People can't cope anymore.
We need it. This is content. I'm off. Whatever's best for the show.
Right. I will submit to you that when Joe Biden stood in Philadelphia with those two United States Marines behind him as props with that weird lighting and it was Darth Joe Biden, he gave these kinds of people permission to do exactly what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He made it okay to verbally attack or whatever against Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, because evil MAGA.
You can also argue
that's what
calling out
Joe
Biden
did.
And fake news and evil Democrats. You can also argue
that's what he did. He gave people.
But you can also argue on the other side that it's the other side too.
Okay. He was the president of the United States. And he gave permission.
Because people always listen to the president, right? Okay, gotcha. This unhinged woman.
He did claim though. Joe Biden did claim that he was going to be a uniter.
Just be intellectually honest. I'm just saying, like, he can't say one side is guilty of it when the other side is, saying evil, demonic Democrats.
Well, the worst part is Biden doesn't believe anything he's saying. We just got that report yesterday that he never believed that men should be in women's sports.
Yeah.
Yet he grifted for it for 4 years. These guys are all skunks.
17 here. This is I just took things from TikTok, by the way. So,
hey, when in doubt, you can just go to TikTok. It's
TikTok
like a,
du jour.
It's like a buffet of content.
This unhinged woman screeches that white people aren't pissed enough over Trump deporting illegal alien terrorists and gang members. She doesn't say that. I kind of ad libbed a little bit there for you. Phil, do your dirty work and roll this.
Y'all white people ain't pissed enough for me. Oh. Y'all ain't mad enough for me.
Oh, boy.
They are sending people to the camps now. If you've ever asked yourself what you would have done, now's the time. Now's the time. Do you hear me?
Whoa, she's got a megaphone. Well, how about this? Can we, Phil, roll it back to, like, the last 2 seconds? She's got a WWE microphone and a megaphone. She's part Paul Heyman, part Bernie Sanders. And she's wearing a Coors t-shirt.
She's single, guys.
Yes.
Just keep
scrolling, boys. Whatever's the swipe direction to pass, swipe that way.
By the way,
love the tattoo on the thigh.
Well, I was going to ask you,
Kale. It's always a classy look.
Kale, if you didn't hear, would you?
No. No, I wouldn't. Not after hearing her, seeing her. No. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I got to tell you, the tattoo's got to be in a very selective place.
Can we roll this one more time, Phil? Because I just want to, just because people haven't heard enough of this kind of stuff. Go.
Y'all white people ain't pissed enough
y'all.
For me. Y'all ain't mad enough for me. They are sending people to the camps now. If you ever asked yourself what you would have done, now's the time. Now's the time. Do you hear me? Now's the
We are mentally ill.
What do they call
this
that?
Country
those,
is mentally ill.
Are those the double pigtails? Yeah. Or are those pony? I don't know. I don't know. Should know this as a father of daughters, but pigtails? She's got like the, she looks like the raging liberal version of the Wendy's logo.
The eyebrow ring, which went out in 1999.
Well, that's also another sign of, you know, some unhinged qualities.
Oh, my Lord.
It's the fascination of getting your body pierced in spots. It has to hurt like hell.
I told you I had my eyebrow pierced, but again, it was 1998.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt like a bitch. Oof, my Lord. Oof.
Do you have anything else pierced?
No, just the eyebrow. I got infected. It was the worst. I got it on the boardwalk in, I think, Ocean City or Wildwood or one of those things. I was drunk. I was like, I need to get a piercing. My girlfriend at the time was like, yeah, you should get your eyebrow pierced. I'm like, I'm going to get my eyebrow pierced. I woke up the next morning, I'm like, what the hell did I do?
What'd your parents say about that?
I was 19 or 18. They didn't care.
They didn't care?
No.
Remember back in the day when women had the belly button piercing?
Yeah.
That was always a hot look.
Sure.
I like that.
So Nancy Mays, did you guys see this video? You guys didn't talk about this yesterday.
I think we did play this yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Oh, is this
the one that, in the store?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but
it wasn't beeped out.
She spoke. It wasn't beeped out.
Yeah, this was our stretch of F-bombs yesterday.
So if you
have the same clip, I would be careful.
I don't. Okay. She was on Fox News yesterday. She was on with Hannity, and she was explaining herself a little bit about what happened. Roll this, Phil.
What happened? What was going on behind the scenes? And how did the issue of gay rights come up in that conversation?
Well, right. I just wanted some face wash. That was it. I went to the store, had a little bit of time to myself on Saturday afternoon, want to go shopping like I do. I'm a normal person. I do my own grocery shopping. And this guy approached me, and I will tell you, I felt threatened. I felt harassed. And I will tell you, as someone who's experienced trauma in her life, and a lot of women will understand what I'm talking about, when some guy gets in your face and approaches you in the aggressive manner that he did, and you feel like you're in danger, instinctively, as women who've been through trauma, who've survived sexual assault, survived domestic abuse, you have two options. You can fight or you can flee. And Sean, I'm a fighter. And I've never stood back down from a fight. I will stand my ground like any strong woman should. And I will tell you, this was the third incident I had last week alone. The incidences of threats, the threat of violence, the people coming up and harassing me in public has increased exponentially over the last 6 months since I came out.
Yeah.
So this is, according to Nancy Mace, the third time in as many weeks. She says in the beginning, she goes and does her own shopping. Nancy, you got to get personal security. If this is occurring as frequently as you claim, and she's already been on the receiving end of the guy from Chicago, we talked about this yesterday, that was in some sort of like low level, grassroots level of politics, that physically grabbed her by the arm and things like that. She should get not Secret Service, but she should have a security detail.
Chris, Chris Appolito says those shorts are so short you can almost tell his religion. That's a great comment. That's a great comment. It's true though. Like these guys with their like. Ooh. All right, keep rolling this.
Against the trans community, standing up against men in women's dresses. And I just had an event at the University of South Carolina about an hour ago. I wrapped it up, and a man in a dress picked up a potted plant and acted like he was going to throw it against me. I just posted that video on Twitter. You can follow it at Nancy Mace or nancymace.org. You can find it online. But my security team thought he was going to throw the plant at me because I used the word babe. He was offended by it. And then I used the word trans, and he was more offended by it. But the lunatics on the left, they're dangerous.
I agree with everything she said because these people are all unhinged wackos, in my opinion. She kind of loves this.
I do get that sense. Yeah. I do.
She loves the attention. She loves the interaction.
Especially the high-profile ones. You know, if you're Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you're Nancy Mace, if you're Kristi Noem, if you're anybody that is remotely recognizable in the public light, you got to have security. And we're not even talking about better security. Apparently, according to the way I interpret that, is that she goes to Walgreens to pick up, eye care drops. She goes by herself.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're making good money, most of it on the up and up. how about a security detail? You know, find two or three meatheads that'll lay it on the line for a measly $40,000 and protect you when you leave your humble abode.
The fact that she, like, look, you know, there are elected officials, you know, you're their, you know, we're their boss, you know, you elected them. So, like, I guess you can say what you want to them. They have to expect that if they're going to do this. But, like, it's gotten so crazy. And, like, it just, like, the woman can't even go out and get face wash or whatever without some lunatic screaming at her. It's ridiculous.
Look, we're in this Doge era of being outraged, rightfully so, by a lot of the discoveries of where our taxpayer dollars are going. If you were to tell me that my taxpayer dollars, give me a number going to certain people, Montgomery County, state of Pennsylvania, that's one thing I won't complain about. If these people need security, that's the least of my gripes is where my tax dollars are going.
By the way, Robert says nobody loves that, you know, S word. Okay, but like she always seems to find it. She always seems to film it. She always seems to get invited on said cable news shows to talk about it. So there is a part of her that kind of enjoys doing this. That's all I'm saying. This is Cut 21. This is an anti-ICE protester calling on people to get in the way of ICE. By the way, YouTube. Nick, can you see it in the preview?
Oh, of course. I wish I didn't. You know, this preview option, I'm just going to go to the same feed that people get.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. This is an anti-ICE protest somewhere. This person, I believe is a woman. I have no idea. I'm guessing. Pants up way too high. A mask on outside.
And a pouch.
I mean, that is a pouch and a half, my friend.
By the way, how about this? In this all-inclusive, one-size-fits-all world that we live in, if we don't know how to identify them and it's their fault, not ours, why don't we just call them humans? Can they really be triggered by that? We're all human beings, right?
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Have a field day.
Because if you call them God's, God's children, they could be triggered because they're anti-religious and how dare you say I'm God's child, I don't believe in God or whatever. But I think that the total de-escalation of this is just brand them as humans.
Mm-hmm.
We're all human beings.
Roll this.
If you see ICE disappearing people in the streets, will you get in the way?
Yeah! Stop it for 1 second.
Like a mask on your face, I'll get in the way.
If you see ICE disappearing people.
I told you, that's the new buzzword.
Yes, yes. It's like unaliving, disappearing.
We've gone from chaotic to chaos to crisis to disappearing. And due process.
And by the way, does this person look exactly like you think somebody who is going to protest ICE looks?
Yeah, well, they're on booster 10.
Can you start this over, Phil? Start it over. There you go. Thanks.
If you see ICE disappearing people in the streets, will you get in the way? Yes! If you are charged with enforcing any part of the president's unlawful executive orders, will you resist?
Yes!
If your neighbor needs a place to hide, will you hide them?
Yes!
And right now, as the Maine legislature is trying to scapegoat transgender students. student athletes bargaining long-held civil rights away in hopes that it will save Maine federal funding? Will you show up for them and say that our human rights aren't for sale?
Yes!
Thank you.
I'm out of breath because I'm wearing a mask in 2025 and my triceps look like an ass cheek. Jeez. And, you know what I love about this, too, with these people that think they're on the right side or they really believe their cause? You know, they're always reading bullet points from their phone. Like somebody gave them a script. Hey, Toots, where did you get that script from?
I can't unsee your bicep.
Look at the tricep there.
Their tricep, whatever.
Look at that. Now, just imagine being the undershirt or the armpit. Imagine being that person's deodorant and the battles you must fight. You talk about the Battle of the Bulge.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a battle.
All right. I tease this. I want to get into this, and I don't want to, like, I have to be careful of how I say this because I'm not advocating anybody gets pepper sprayed. Like, this whole thing got escalated in a bad way. But if you're a female and you're in an Uber and somebody in Arabic starts praying, like, be honest. Don't give the PC answer. Just be honest. You get a little uneasy, don't you? No?
Let me see this and then I'll give you my
answer. Well, all right. Before we do this, let me just say this. So this woman, she pepper sprayed a Muslim Uber driver after he began praying in Arabic at a red light. She took a plea deal. Her name is Jennifer Gilbolt. She's 23. She pepper sprayed 45-year-old Shalal Muhammad in Manhattan. Gilbolt was initially charged with a hate crime, but denied it was race-related. She entered a plea deal to a lesser charge of second-degree aggravated harassment. Her punishment included 100 hours of community service, alcohol, and anti-bias programs, and no arrest for a year. If she completes the term, she can replead to a violation and avoid a criminal record. So she got a fairly lenient sentence for, you know, pepper spraying somebody. But my point in all of this is that if you're a young female, and you're in a cab or an Uber, do you feel uncomfortable with this? Roll this. Is there not?
Oh, okay. Do you have it on your end?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess there were curses in it. So okay. Start it over. Uh-oh. Roll it.
What?
What the
f***?
Oh. What
get
the
f***? Get him out.
What did he do?
What
did
get him out.
Do?
What did him out. What did him out.
I mean, she's clearly intoxicated.
What? That's my first question right off the bat.
Yeah.
She's in the back with her girlfriend.
Why do it?
What?
Get him out.
Why? Why do you do that?
She talking to her friend?
Yeah. Her friend's standing outside the Uber.
Why the f*** do you just do that? Why did you just do that? Okay.
I'm begging.
Why did you just do that? What the f***?
Drunk chicks.
Yeah.
Take your stuff. Let's go. We have to go.
Wow. Well, based on those 72 seconds, I think the punishment fits the crime. I mean, that was, it doesn't, I mean, even if he's, you know, praying and he's vocally praying, and obviously you're in that setting. Now, look, do I get it? Now, if you're alone, is it more defensible? Perhaps. If this was a setting in which you're on an airplane and somebody gets up in the aisle of the airplane and then starts shouting things in Arabic, maybe based on past history of this country, maybe you think your days and your minutes are numbered. But what I see there, I think she deserves everything she got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying that the PC answer is, oh, of course you should never do that. Well, I agree. You should never pepper spray anybody. Yeah. That's outrageous.
Plus, she's in the back seat and she has a friend.
But like, be honest. If you're in an Uber by yourself and somebody starts doing that, you're a little uncomfortable, are you not?
If I'm a female and I'm in the front seat and he starts to begin praying like that, you don't even know that he's really praying,
no,
right?
No, he's mumbling to himself.
Unless you can interpret Arabic, you don't even know what he's saying. Yeah. Now, as a guy, I mean, I'm not doing anything other than maybe texting my wife, like, hey, kind of an uncomfortable situation here. But that's probably it.
Dawn, as a female, are you uncomfortable if you're in a rideshare with somebody who does that? No.
No, he's kind of looking down. He's kind of mumbling to himself. Threatening there.
No.
I think you're both lying.
No, not at all.
I'm not saying you should pepper spray. I'm not saying you either one of you would. I'm just saying that you're uncomfortable in a situation.
Oh yeah,
I just think she's drunk.
Of course she is.
I don't even think she was. I don't know.
Do we know?
She appears. Chemically.
I'll tell you what I do.
Five stars.
Yeah. This is what I do every time I get into an Uber or a Lyft. I immediately make conversation with the driver.
Oh, why? Well, you're that guy.
It's not for the full ride. It's just hey, how you doing? How's the day going? Chit chat. Weather, great weather, crappy weather.
No.
2 minutes. Not to de-escalate anything because de-escalate's the wrong word, but just that awkward, bizarre. Kind of, hey, I'm going to get in the back seat. You're in the front seat. Nobody's having a conversation. And it's just like.
No. Nope.
Well, you're antisocial.
I say, hi, how are you? Thank you very much for this.
Yeah.
That's it. That's right. All the conversation I want.
See, I go a little bit above that. Unless the guy smells like a ripe onion, then I'm just like.
A ripe onion.
Nothing worse than. By the way, that's the worst. When you get into an Uber driver's car and the thing just reeks, whether it's weed, body odor. Yeah. Over excessive aftershave.
Yeah.
16 different air fresheners.
Mm. I want to get to this before we have to a break. This is a podcast host, Sam Fragagosa. He had on Elizabeth Warren discussing.
So obviously, he doesn't want his podcast to grow.
Her past defense of Biden's mental fitness. Roll this.
Do you regret saying that President Biden had a mental...
Okay, hang on a second.
Is the labeling wrong?
Who is this person? Who is this person?
These are the kind of podcasts Warren does.
Okay, so... So breathy. And beautiful hair.
I'm surprised Michelle Obama didn't beat this person to the punch to get Liz. You know, she's in high demand.
All right, I apologize, Phil. You're doing a lot of work today, and I apologize for that. Roll this.
You regret saying that President Biden had a mental acuity. He had a sharpness to him. You said that up until July of last year.
I said what I believe to be true.
And you think he was as sharp as you?
I said I had not seen decline.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't. Right. At that point.
You did not see any decline from 2024 Joe Biden to 2021 Joe Biden?
Not when I said that. You know, the thing is, he was sharp. He was on his feet. I saw him live event. I had meetings with him a couple of times.
Senator, on his feet is not praise. He can speak in sentences is not praise.
Okay. He had a pulse.
Fair enough.
He was able to breathe on his own.
There is so much going on in this video.
It's the biggest cover-up of all time.
Oh, my God. Did you see her face?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course. She had the same look on her face that Garcia's wife had on her face when Strahan asked her about the domestic violence. It's like, whoops. Didn't expect that fastball. Yeah. Sharp. As sharp as a bag of wet hair. Sharp. S-H-A-R-P. Sharp.
All right, one more, and then we should break. So this happened in Australia, I believe. The Sunshine Coast, right? That's Australia?
I tell you what, I could ever take a trip, I would love to go to Australia.
So there was some sort of traffic violation that happened in I believe this is Australia, and this is 22. A man was charged after a a fatal crash shooting and a string of alleged carjacking. So this happened in Australia. I said that again. The witnesses were twins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know. I had to watch this video like four times.
To make sure it was real.
To make sure it was real.
And it is.
Is it real?
It is real.
Okay, so... Yes. This is the, I didn't realize when you're twins, and by the way, my sister-in-law just said twins.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family.
Awesome. Twin girls. She has a lifetime of hell ahead of
her. Give her my number. I'll give her some pointers.
I didn't realize when you're twins, you finish each other's sentences?
I thought at first that they might be like conjoined.
Conjoined. They're not though, right?
Yeah, they're not. And this isn't the This is, I think, whatever the ABC version of ABC News is in Australia. So this is not some whack job with editing skills.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons.
This is the best clip of the day, by the way, folks.
Yeah, and I'm waiting until 9:15 to play it. All right, roll this.
Witnesses are recounting some of the drama that unfolded on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Two sisters have told how their mother and man raced to help when the carjacked SUV rolled on Steve Irwin Way, only to find the gun-wielding car thief emerging from the wreck. Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us.
All right, just pause it real quick. So, leave him in there. Yep, right there. So that's Paula and Phil. Just go back so I can read their names a little bit. Just to hit your rewind button or whatever you have back there. Bridget and Paula Powers. They're both wearing the same Easter Bunny teal top. These are definitely identical twins. They're not fraternal like my daughters. And there's no sound dubbing or audio distortion or bad return.
This is real, right?
Like, and trust me, all of us know what it's like when you have your headphones in and you're hearing yourself by accident.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what's going on here. No. All right, continue this.
He went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, run, he's got a gun. our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, Mum, where's like Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And Mum distracting him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And Mum ran into the bush
behind the fence. And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you. All I was thinking about when we were running,
you're
I hope
welcome,
he doesn't fire. We were so blessed.
How close to him do you think you were?
Well, see, he was up there and we were passed out the driveway.
You don't think of all of that at the time.
No.
You just run for your safety.
Mm.
You know, I, as a broadcaster, there's two things that I subscribe to. Two people talking at the same time is usually bad. Except when you're finishing each other's sentences for you, then it's unbelievable chemistry and continuity.
By the way, if they want to do mornings, they can come over here and they can co-host an hour of Kale and Company.
Powers and Company.
It's amazing. Oh, it's an amazing, amazing. I had to check, but it was Channel 7 News.
News 7 in Australia.
In Australia, yeah. Wow. By the way, somebody brought up, I thought guns were banned in Australia. I believe they are.
So, are they?
Yeah. That doesn't mean criminals can't still get them. Shocking, I know.
See, if I was the news reporter there, I would have asked both of them to say, can you put another shrimp on the barbie? I just want to hear that.
It's an amazing, amazing piece of audio that I waited until 9:15.
Now, before I get ripped by some genius in the YouTube chat, is there some sort of mental disability where these two might have
the same
issue in their, a spectrum-y or, God forbid, so there's one person out there that knows everything in the world that wants to correct everybody. Is that?
Not sure.
All right, so sure. We'll get our crack research team on that. I'll get that answer by Friday. All right, Kale and Company, as we continue, we'll come back and we'll get to Dawn's Big Three. And then I got to defend Christy Noem.
Yes.
We've been waiting for this story for a while.
Mm.
And we'll do that on the other side. It's Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's springtime. You know what that means. I mean, we're going up to 79 degrees today. Spring is here, and this week it's going to feel like summertime, which means you got to get my guys from Marvin Ecan's Heating and Air Conditioning out to make sure your home is ready and your HVAC is good to go. Marvin Ecan's third generation owned and a military veteran founded company. Take my advice. Call Marvin Ecan's. Get your furnace checked for this time of year, for spring. If they feel that your unit, for example, needs to be replaced, they're going to give you an honest assessment at a fair price, and they'll install a high efficiency train furnace, T-R-A-N-E, hard to stop a train, as they say. Just contact my guys, Marvin Ecan's Heating and Air Conditioning, MarvinEkanze.com, MarvinEkanze.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
And Big 3 is sponsored this morning, sponsored by The Gift of Life. We have, where do I begin?
All right, let's start with Christy Noem then.
I know. we have the Christy Noem story, but we, let's start with Christy. I'll go with Christy Noem. I was going to say, I'll just say quickly, I'll headline this for you. I'll focus at 10 on this more, but we do have the trial underway with opening arguments beginning as I speak. And this is in the case of Maurice Hill, accused of shooting, but not killing, thank God, not maiming those six police officers. It'll be 6 years ago this August. So that trial underway in Philadelphia, it made national headlines. Everybody was here from the networks covering it. It was incredible and really gripped the entire city. That's number one. Number two.
So just to clarify, yes. that was pre-pandemic. That was 2019?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Right before.
Yep.
And Rich Ross, if you remember, was the police commissioner at the time. And that was unfortunately why Rich Ross handled it beautifully. And then unfortunately, Rich Ross, our police commissioner, he left and that teed up a new, less experienced, less competent police commissioner that Mayor Kenney chose right as the pandemic was beginning.
Uh-huh.
And so it just kind of supersized the disaster and chaos in City Hall. So we have that going on. Number two, I will say Real ID, the law goes into effect May 7th. So the morning after May 6th, our great Politics and Pints event, May 7th, you need a Real ID if you want to go through airport security or enter a federal government building.
I'm going through this right now because my my license expired, and my wife is just like, you should just get a Real ID right now. And I went to my local DMV, and the line was out the door.
Of course it was.
So I'm like, nope. Not going to do this.
Yeah. No.
No, I don't have time. No. I don't have time in my day to sit there for 2 hours at the DMV.
Yeah, you should have scheduled and made an appointment.
Yeah.
But
we'll get right on that.
If you have to fly someplace or if you, now I wonder if you have your passport, can you get away with, do you still need the Real ID?
You know, it's funny you say that. Bruno and Farish have both been tweeting about this a ton, shockingly. But they both are saying that this is such a non-issue, and that people that are up in their feelings about government ID and being tracked, and I get it. It's an arduous process. We don't want to have to go to the DMV, like Stocker said, and deal with that hellhole of a disaster. But is it really that big of a deal? What is so infringing on you by the government with this ID? Aren't we the party that says, show me your ID to vote? And now all of a sudden we have an issue with Real ID? Why is ID a controversial thing in any aspect of life?
Well, I think the issue is that a lot of states are not fully compliant. And so to Greg Stocker's point, that's why you have these long lines. But as of May 7th, TSA, Transportation Security Administration, you know how we love TSA, they are planning to beef up and bolster all their TSA crews, because if you're trying to go to the airport and you don't have this, you can't get on a flight. That's what they're claiming.
Good. What's the gripe about that? Don't we want our airline safe and secure? Don't we want TSA to be able to screen people properly? Wouldn't everybody be complaining if it was an MS-13 member or a Middle Eastern terrorist? Now all of a sudden ID is an issue? Just shut up and get it, or don't get it and don't fly. How about that? Take a Winnebago.
And speaking of ID, well, that's one of the real, I don't know if she had a regular driver's license or a real ID, but she had her passport. This is Kristi Noem. She was at Capitol Burger. She's the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, former governor. And so her handbag, her pocketbook, including $3,000 in cash, all of her IDs, including her ID to get in the building, which is a security risk, all of that was stolen by this guy. And we don't know, was she targeted because she's the Homeland Security Secretary? Or you never put your pocketbook, your bag on the floor, but that's what she did. So the guy kind of scooches over. You see him on the security video. He kind of scooches over with his foot.
Oh, is there video?
Drags the bag. Well, that's how they're describing it.
Okay. If the video exists, I'd like to see it, because I know everybody's like, well, why does she need $3,000 in cash? First of all, it's not like Fonnie Willis when she had $40,000 in cash in her pillowcase at night.
The cash is not the issue.
The cash is not the issue to me.
The IDs are of concern.
So I don't even view that. You know, this is a security issue.
Yeah.
Again, how does the Secret Service, do we really have this like distorted view of what the Secret Service is? Are they really an inept organization? Everything we've ever heard about the Secret Service, and if you follow where I'm going here, July 13th, Butler, Pennsylvania, Trump's golf course, September, West Palm, now Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Secretary, is at a ritzy burger joint, and somebody can swipe her purse?
And this guy's wearing, you know, like a medical mask, as if he has a cold or whatever. There were, according to sources, and who is this, CBS News, NBC News, they're reporting that, according to their sources, at least two on-duty plainclothes members of the U.S. Secret Service were seated at the restaurant's bar in between where Noem was seated and the front doors.
Oh, so they weren't sitting with her. They were kind of stationed elsewhere.
They were watching her and allegedly providing security.
She's a disaster.
She is a hot mess.
She is.
And we talk about, you know, the dog story. We talk about holding the gun
at
the guy's head in the photo op.
The problem is that her job, guys, I hate to say this because I know, oh my God, you can't talk about somebody who's on our team. The problem is that she has a clerical job. That's basically her job.
Why are you?
And she's out here and she's out there in the field taking pictures. Like, stop it. Well, just stop it. Like,
she's a victim of a crime.
What did she do wrong? This is where I disagree with Stalker. Yes, she is a hot mess on past situations. What did she do wrong here? She did nothing wrong here.
Crime victim.
What did she? If somebody can tell me what Kristi Noem did wrong. She put her purse down.
It's the collection of everything that she did. Like she leaves stuff in her purse. She leaves her purse down there. It's just ridiculous. Well, it doesn't happen to anybody else.
That's a general broad issue, I think.
It's ridiculous. You have a target on your back, and I don't mean that in a like a violent sense, but you know you have your target. Like, just keep your stuff with you. Well, you know what I mean? Like, this badge that I have that basically just gets us in the building, like, it's always in my pocket. I don't leave it in, you know, it laying around. And
all she did was put it down on the floor like I do my little bag here.
You're never supposed to do that as a woman. You don't. First of all, it's bad luck.
Well, where's she supposed to keep it? Next to her water on the table?
Put it on the tape, right on the table, or figure out how to put it on the back of, you're really not even supposed to put it on the back of your chair, quite frankly.
I think the bigger question here is, and again, Dawn, I'll defer to you. You're the female with purses. So you got driver's license, medication, apartment keys.
BPO, you stupid idiot.
What?
Greg's a misogynist. Am I? Okay, let's take Kristi Noem out and put Kamala in there, sweetheart. What do you think? What would you say then? Oh, she's an idiot. Oh, she's this, she's that. If it was Hillary, how would you feel? You dope.
Well,
get off my YouTube. Get off my YouTube chat.
Uh-oh.
Get out of here. Thank you.
Driver's license, medication, apartment keys, passport, access badge. So she's got her Odyssey badge. Makeup bag, blank checks, $3,000 in cash. I'm not even turned off by $3,000 in cash. I'd actually love to have $3,000 in cash.
Shave says she needs a guard dog.
I know. A dog would...
She would shoot it.
Here's the question we have to examine. Why do women feel the need to have an entire locker's worth of stuff in a purse? Is it really necessary?
No. Like when I went to Italy...
You go bare essentials, right?
My family bought me this little...
Yeah, right.
You wear it. Like against your body,
and you could
you wear a crossbody.
Yeah, and you could fit your basic stuff there, yep. Right? Little yep. Eyeshadow, your phone, your debit card. You know, if you have insulin.
Yep.
Yeah, keys.
Fit it across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see these women. So I'm going to be called a misogynist. They have a purse the size of a book bag, like it's the first day of fifth grade.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're going out for French fries. Hey, what do you got? A CVS in there? And then it always happens, too, by the way. I always give my wife my keys and my wallet, like, when I go into a restaurant with them, because I don't like to carry things in my pocket, and I don't want it on the table next to my drink or the salt shaker. And then when we get ready to leave, I say, all right, hand me the keys. And it's always when it's, like, 90 degrees outside or 10 degrees outside, and I want to get into the vehicle as quickly as possible to put the heat or the air conditioning on. And asking for the keys back an hour later is like searching for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. She's digging.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, they always go to the bottom.
Yeah.
I am anti-purse.
All I'm saying on this, if this was anybody else but Christy Noem, the radio shows like this one would be having a field day. That's all I'm saying. And just because we agree with her, we have to say it's fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine because she's on my team.
I think it's a news story, the fact that she had it swiped.
Yeah.
But I don't really think it comes down to politics one way. To me, the biggest question is, what the hell is the Secret Service doing? I mean, if now do we know
they're eating a burger?
Do we?
Yeah, right.
Do we know if Noem went to the women's room and left the purse there unattended, or did this guy do it while she was like presumably with her feet on the floor next to the bag?
Here's what they say: that it was. They don't know if she was targeted because she is who she is, but they said that the law enforcement reviewed all the surveillance footage.
Yeah,
they say that within minutes. The guy, you see him, he sits, he scoots his chair close to hers before carefully taking his foot, sliding her purse with his foot toward him. Then you see him sort of bending down, gets the purse, places it under his jacket, and then walks out of the restaurant down the street.
Okay, so let's forget. To me, it's almost it's irrelevant as to whether or not it was targeted or if this person knew who she was. I'm going to say the answer is no. I think there's probably a better chance that nobody knew who she was. But let's think about this as the restaurant. So let's just say where Dawn is sitting right now is Christy Noem.
Mm.
And I'm the Secret Service. Mm. And Greg Stocker is purse creep.
I love this. Let's do this.
And I start to see Greg Stocker with a mask on, by the way.
Yep, of course.
Slowly work his way towards Christy Noem's purse on the floor next to the high heel she's wearing.
To your point, scooching toward her.
Scooching. You know, if I'm Agent Jones and Deputy Smith at the bar, don't I immediately pounce on this guy?
Mm.
Yeah.
What were they doing?
We have a scoocher.
I have an F9. That's code for scoocher.
Yeah.
We've got a purse klepto.
Right?
Where was Sam Bankman Fried, by the way?
91 LSXer. I don't want to hear about Biden's documents being in a garage anymore. It's a good point.
What?
Don't be frivolous. Don't be frivolous with this stuff. You can't. I just said, with this stupid badge that we have here that basically gets you nowhere, nobody wants it. But, like, I keep it on me all the time. Like, keep your stuff on you. I don't care about the $3,000, but, like, stuff's going to happen. People are going to steal things.
Do we know?
It's an imperfect world, Bender.
Screws fall out.
Screws fall out.
Do we know if the video exists? Does anybody have that answer?
Because they're quoting this surveillance footage that was viewed by law enforcement.
But I don't know
that they've yet released it. So it would be nice to see, to your point.
It's the compilation of everything with her, with the gun and the pictures and the high heels and the, like, it's enough with her. Enough with Christy Noem. Just deport people. That's all I care about. Stop with your photo ops. Stop going out and losing stuff. Stop.
Well, she's the flashy piece to represent.
She has a clerical job. Stay inside and do your clerical job. Let Tom Homan be down at the border.
Well, wait a minute. She's got the same role. Wait, no, I'm going to totally rip you.
Okay.
She's got the same role as Alejandro Mayorkas, does she not? Didn't we see that stooge all over TV for 4 years? So why is it any different with Noam?
I don't care about TV. I'm talking about these photo ops that she's doing.
Well,
she can be on TV. Okay. It's Pam Bondi I don't want on TV. Well, she can be on TV. It's fine.
I don't know. I think the lead here on this story is the failures of the Secret Service yet again. There needs to be an investigation into
that
entire group.
The guy wasn't scooching toward her to stab her.
Moosey, Greg, enough of you. Okay, dude. Let me just go. Let me just leave, okay? How about that? I'll just leave for you, Moosey.
I mean, look.
Get off my YouTube. You don't like what we do here, get off.
I have criticized her for the gun. Like I said, even I know not to point the barrel at somebody else's head, whether it's loaded or not. I used the Alec Baldwin thing. Yeah. Oh, the set of rust. The dog execution thing. Not a good look. I got a defender here.
A good look.
Well, you know, not a good look. Whatever.
Greg needs a vacation. I do.
No, he doesn't. He just came back.
I'm leaving again. And we have to break. We're way
we
over.
Have to do gift
Everybody
of
vacations
life.
Around here except for me and Dom.
Join
Unbelievable.
Gift of Life for the 28th annual Donor Dash this Sunday, April 27th, Philadelphia Navy Yard. Promote the life-saving importance of organ and tissue donation by participating in the 5K or the 10K run or the 3K walk. Register today. Donors1.org. Donors1.org. Gift of Life. Sponsoring Big Three.
Where do you keep your purse? 610-63.
Oh, Moosey, you can't quit me, sweetie. You know you can't. You love it. I'm like your crack. You have to say, oh, what could I be outraged by what Greg's going to say next?
How do you know Moosey's even a female?
I don't know. I just like to call him Sweetie. Because if they're big, tough males, it gets all in their feelings.
Well, Sweetie is gender neutral, the last time I looked.
It is.
In this inclusive world.
I'm sure there's some failed radio host somewhere talking about something you want to listen to, so go listen to them. Thank you.
Uh-oh. He's all triggered.
I'm back, ladies and gentlemen.
We got to take some purse calls when we come back, too.
Okay. All right.
Kale and Company back after this.
Natural Lawn Dawn.
Natural Lawn of America. My lawn is so green and lush, and I'm loving it. It looks so, seriously, already it looks so good, and we're just beginning spring. And that's the thing. That's why I love Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company for my family. We really shopped around, and we are thrilled to have them. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without all those harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family, your pets, your kids. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. That's what they've done for us. But you don't have to take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners who are switching to Natural Lawn safer services. Start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Just schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. You get free seeding every year. You're going to love this. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus that free seeding, call Natural Lawn 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best. Call the best. I'm telling you, we've had them for years. Natural Lawn of America, choose my lawn care company. Locally owned, family operated, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. This is personalized, full service lawn care. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
855-839-1210. We've got men, we've got women, and we've got aspiring politicians. Let me actually start with one of my favorite callers, the great Ed Durr from New Jersey. Ed, your thoughts on this story?
All right, listen, you are spot on, Nick, and Greg, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You sound like a guy who hollers at women because of the way they dress to be hit on. A woman has a right to put anything she wants in a purse, and it's not her fault if somebody takes it. It's the Secret Service's fault of allowing this gentleman to get so close to her. Their job is to protect her, and for him to be able to be within, able to kick the purse away from her, they failed their job.
So
that is the issue.
So, Ed, you would say this if it was Kamala Harris?
Absolutely.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with the Secret Service failed. Now, I'm not disagreeing with you. She's had some questionable things, the gun issue and all, and she does do a lot of photo ops. But let's be honest, that's exactly what she was hired for a lot of the look of the administration. So
I don't disagree with that. They don't bring in ugly women. That's for sure. Let's go to T. She's in Cherry Hill, and she's got some purse positioning etiquette. T, hello.
Hi, how you guys doing? Hello, wow. Dawn. Rocco says to say hello.
Hello.
I have to tell you, I carry my purse under my arm like a football. If I get in a restaurant and I'm at a booth, it's next to me, closest to the wall. And if I'm sitting in a chair, it's on the floor. My feet are kind of hugging it, and I have the strap around my foot.
Okay.
And
well,
I didn't do that at a wedding, and I know those people.
T, how do we know she didn't have the purse right next to her feet on the floor?
If somebody was moving my purse and the strap is wrapped around my foot, yeah, I would feel it. And my bigger question is, where were the Secret Service when somebody was scooching next door?
That to me is the crux of this story. Yeah, another absolutely. Fail.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. Yeah. I'm just saying she's a hot mess. That's all I'm saying.
Lastly, Irwin in Burlington. Hello, Irwin.
Oh, good morning, Nick. I can't wrap my head around it. So the Secretary of Homeland Security could not secure her own handbag in a restaurant. Now, there's a vote of confidence in that woman, don't you think?
Well,
the best, according to Trump, right?
So let's visualize this. Do we really think the purse, and thanks for the call, Irwin, do we really think the purse was any more than maybe 6 inches away from her physical body? I mean, I don't think it was, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're sitting there at the floor and you put it next to your right leg, is it more than a foot away from you?
Yeah.
By the way, that takes a lot of nerve for somebody to try to steal the purse, considering how close it presumably was to her.
Phil, I hate to do this to you, but I don't think we have time to do this.
Just looking at the clock
today in music history. Sorry.
Music and movies preempted by purses.
I didn't realize this would take on the life it did.
Yeah.
Should have done this earlier.
Sorry.
We'll do a big take on purses tomorrow.
If you want to stick around, you could do it at, like, you know, in the 10 o'clock.
Yeah, why don't you hang out with
us? I will hang out. No problem.
It's more prime real estate for you, pal. You can expand your brand.
Maybe that's the second or third time I've done a Dawn Show.
There you go.
We'll hear about Metallica, Syracuse, whole weekend.
And what else do you have on tap, Dawn?
And so we are going to go through all of it. The latest with locally, this trial of Maurice Hill. 6 officers. Are they in the court? Those 6 cops who were shot. And is this an indictment on D.A. Krasner? So this is his case. Remember, Maurice Hill surrendered to Krasner. Will part of the defense say that his rights were violated? That was a conflict. So we'll get into that local case. But there's so much that's breaking and developing with Trump, Pete Hegseth, the Pope. The list goes on and on. We got it all covered.
Hey, stay away from my bag. Who is it down there? It's Kale and Company. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Bruno, tomorrow, Dawn is up next with Phil Omquist. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.